Note, the new number is...
Hello and welcome. This is The Next Step, a new broadcast, and I'm Father Voskin. I hope to be taking those new steps with you. New steps where we can dwell into the very fabric of our being, examining through the lenses of Armenian Orthodoxy, our life, faith, religion, spirituality, and just a sense of being. So I'm glad you tuned in today, and I want to welcome you to this, our premiere broadcast. You know, it's been very exciting getting ready for this first broadcast. We've been talking about doing a podcast for a couple of years now, ever since our television show continued in the Glendale market and we started expanding into a little broader Southern California market. Many people have been talking to us about getting on the net, and we've been doing, of course, a lot of work just blogging and writing, but actually broadcasting. I think the idea that we have this capability, this technology at our fingertips, where not only are we broadcasting, but it's coming into people's homes at their wanting, at their times. It's very exciting. And as we were putting together this first broadcast, I thought, well, how do we explain to people what this really is? What is a Questions in Faith? In Glendale, our Bible studies are called Questions in Faith. Primarily at my insistence, because I just can't see calling something a Bible study and having people think that we're going to open a few passages and then talk about it, which is very important. Of course, in our Armenian Orthodox tradition, we refer to the Bible as the breath of God. But being a breath of God implies that there is a God which is greater than that breath. And certainly there is a faith, there is a religion, there is an understanding of life that is so much greater, so much bigger than written words. And how do we approach that? We call it questions in faith. I think many times people are scared to question. Why? God gave us a brain. He asked us to reason. He's given us powers of reasoning. And certainly certain things just don't make sense. So go ahead and ask those questions. But in asking those questions, you find that God does steer you in finding those right answers, those answers that speak to you. So that's what this is about. That's what the next step is. It's taking a next step into understanding how that faith really moves us and motivates us, especially in such a complicated world as we have today. I mean, think about it. Right now, we're in the fifth year of a war in Iraq. Most people in America don't even understand or even feel that war, as we continue to do our purchasings at Costco, as continuing to drive our SUVs, and not really understand. The only problem is our SUVs give us a problem now because gas has gotten up to $4.50 a gallon, and they tell us it's going to get up a little higher. And we as people, as humans, have so many difficulties in our lives, and we compound it by the social difficulties that we have in our lives. And look at diseases that have taken over so many lives, and we look at the pollution that we put into the planet. All of these things come together and we say, wow, this is overwhelming. Well, how about our faith? How about that little essential part of our being that can tie us to the greater being of the universe? In other words, how does our faith relate to some of these difficulties that we experience every day, including issues of finances, including our mortgages, including our payments, our credit card debts? How does faith, where does faith begin, where does faith end, does it end, and how does it affect our lives today? So that's what the next step is. It's understanding what Armenian Orthodoxy, I mean, think about it, we got a 2,000-year-old tradition. Armenian Orthodoxy began not with a couple people who read a Bible, but with actual friends of Jesus Christ. Thaddeus and Bartholomew, who came all the way to Armenia and brought the word, the light of Christ to Armenia. Now, does that mean anything? Should it mean anything? How about in your life? Or is that just something that we just turn on, wind up, and leave for our Sunday muse? Of course not. Faith, God, our understanding of the deeper things has to penetrate every aspect of our lives every single day. Our relationships with one another, with our employers, with our employees, with the people we do business with the people we love and care about, with the people who touch our lives, with the people who make a difference in our lives, and the lives that we affect. So with this next step, we want to explore some of the aspects of faith that are so, so vital for our becoming complete and whole in this world. So let's take a next step. Let's take a step forward. This weekend was Father's Day. And Father's Day gave us all a chance to think about at least the family life. And for some people, that's more pronounced. Family life is very real. For others, it's something that's missing, and there's a void there. For people who have fathers that are with them right now, there's opportunity to say thanks, to show appreciation. For others who have lost their fathers or have never had a father, you know that there's also challenges. There's also difficulties in dealing with ideas of identity and who we are and where we are in this world. A few years ago, I do a column in the Glendale News Press once a week, and a few years ago, the question of the week, it's a column called In Theory, and they find a few of us clergymen and they ask us a question of the week. A few years ago, the question of the week was, if you had an opportunity to have lunch with a character from the past or the present, who would it be? And it's interesting why they would want us clergy to comment on that. Like, you know, there's just some certain obvious people that people pick out. And sure enough, many of the Christian clergy that were invited to comment selected Jesus. I mean, that's an obvious one right there. You know, you want to find out, have lunch with Jesus. And of course, the Muslim clergyman suggested Muhammad, and the Jewish clergyman, the rabbi, wanted to meet with Moses. It becomes so predictable. And as I was thinking about who I would like to have lunch with, you know, I wouldn't want to have lunch with Jesus. Everything I need to know about Jesus, I already know, and it's called faith. It's called my understanding. And I mean, like, what are you going to say to him? Like, is it true? Is it true you really changed the water to wine? Is it true you, are you really the Son of God? Like, you know, if these kind of things are the things you're going to ask him, you might as well close shop right now. There's certain things that you have to relegate to faith. But, you know, if I had a chance to have lunch with anybody, I would select my dad. It's been about 16 years I haven't seen him. He passed away in 91. And, you know, if you had a chance to meet with somebody for an hour lunch, I probably right now can't think of anything more exciting than just to spend an hour with him, you know, to be able to sit down and ask him, hey, Dad, how did you do it? How did you deal with so much of the difficulties? How did you raise children? You know, now that we have to go through the challenges of our lives, how do you do it? And the reason I say this is because, you know, when you look at examples given to you by God, when you look at the example given to you by Christ, you know, Christ is God incarnate. No matter what happens, he doesn't make the mistakes that you and I can make. But God gives us something very special as Christians. He gives us the saints. He gives us people who have all the frailties that you and I do. And in looking at those lives, such as my dad's lives, or being able to talk to my dad, we find examples. We find people who have been able to rise to the occasion. And I think many times this is what is missing in our lives. Opportunities for us to reflect on some very, very, very important people. People who weren't perfect, people who weren't supermen, but people who were able to rise to the occasion. that had difficulties, had challenges, had mortgages, had social problems, had family problems, had economical problems, and were able to take them on head on. And when we look at Armenian Orthodoxy, I think this is the biggest strength that we have, is that here is a group of people who evolved for 2,000 years, who have persevered for 2,000 years based on a very simple faith of putting God above all else. And by this, we're not looking at a superhuman, but we're looking at God, that intense mystery, God, that point of love. And today I want to share with you a song that comes to us from the Armenian liturgy. It's called Chorut Chorin. And the reason why I selected this is because it is the first song of the Armenian liturgy. Before we do anything else in the Armenian church, we come to the church and we cleanse ourselves of all of the garbage, of all of the stuff, the sediment that has been building up in our lives throughout the week. And our first opportunity to prayer in the church begins with this song called Chorut Chorin. I'm going to play you a version which comes from Lucine Zakarian. She is an incredible soloist who we lost a few years ago, but her songs still resonate in our hearts. I'm going to play Chorut Chorin from her. I invite you, and I'm not asking you to think about the words. I'll tell you what the words are. It says, mystery deep, inscrutable, without beginning. The words aren't as important as the melody, as the tones, as the words come out of her mouth. It takes you to that mystery. It lets you align with that mystery. And I think that's what we need. That's what the next step should be for all of us, to be able to see that God is more than just some written words, that God is more than something up in the sky. But it is an example, it is a mystery that touches each and every one of our lives today in the here and now. Sit back for a couple moments. It's a two-minute song. It's a hymn called Chorut Chorin. went over a couple minutes, but I don't think there's anyone who's going to complain about that. Chorur Chorin, Mystery Deep. Did you feel it? Did you feel what mystery is about? It's not something that we could describe with words. In fact, it's way beyond that. It's what you see when you look up at the sky, when you look up at the stars. It's what you feel when you touch a loved one's hands. It's what you understand when you look at the smile of your child or of a kid coming up to you and asking and wondering. Mystery. It's what puts everything together. And you know, some of the greatest thinkers in this world have always been tuned to that mystery. They're the people who've been able to rise to the occasion of becoming the supermen, of becoming the people that have been able to say that, you know, I'm not content with describing it with the means that life has given me. I want to take it to the next step. And I just can't. There's just no ability to do it. And I'm very content in calling it a mystery. Albert Einstein, who we could say, well, actually Time Magazine of all places, they named him a person of the century, I think it was. Albert Einstein, who really had his hand on the cosmos, toward the end of his life comes up with this beautiful thing about religion, about mystery. And he says, the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. It's interesting. He doesn't say the most beautiful thing is in an equation or anything else. He says the most beautiful thing we can experience is the mysterious. He continues to say it is the source of all true art and all science. And even gives this warning. He says, he to whom this emotion is a stranger, who can no longer pause to wonder and stand wrapped in awe, is as good as dead. His eyes are closed. I mean, think about it. You know, when we talk about God, so many times we're so quick to try to define God. And especially in this day and age where we've even brought God into our politics, the politics of the United States, the politics of the bedroom. We understand that we want to try to label him, or we want to try to speak for him. You can't. Armenians have this incredible, incredible meal called a kufta. A kufta is a giant meatball with a meat center. And I once heard somebody say, you know, it's like describing the universe is like being in that meat center, in the kufta ball. You don't know what's on the outside of it. You're just part of that ball. And a lot of times we're standing here on Earth just thinking that we know everything, when there's a whole universe out there that goes beyond our ability to describe. And if that's not enough, just look around you. Do you know that 90% of the world's species have yet to be identified? I mean, think about all the knowledge that's right under our noses here on this planet. And somehow when it comes to God, we're so quick to be able to label him and say that God is this way or that way. I, for one, and as well as the entire premise of Armenian Orthodoxy, is to begin the Bible study, begin this next step, to take that first step and acknowledge mystery. Mystery which is beyond our understanding. And if you could tap into that mystery, if you could understand the ununderstandable. In other words, if you could understand that there are things that we cannot define by words, you've taken a very big step. You've taken a very big step into the understanding of life. Mystery. That's the word that comes to us today from the early centuries, comes to us from the time of Christ and before, but comes to us specifically in the time of Christ when he referred to mystery as that special bond. In fact, in the Armenian tradition, the word for sacrament is mystery, because it involves that mysterious, but at the same time it allows us to share, to be a sharer in the partnership with God. You know, God gives us, each and every one of us, this ability to create. We create our own lives. We take responsibility for those lives. Think about it. People have the ability to create, have the ability to take nothing and make something. Exactly the work that God does. And in doing this, we need to always keep in mind that there is something bigger than us. There is a force, there is an energy, and be content to label it as something that we don't understand, but something that we feel in every aspect of our lives. Well, you know what? I'm going to leave it with that tonight. I'm going to just end this questions in faith. I'm going to end this next step with this first step of understanding and accepting, let's use the word accepting, mystery. And I want to ask you to really challenge yourself this week to not be so quick to define things, not to be quick to define relationships or people that you see, not to jump into that temptation to judge, but to sit back and realize that everything around you is there sanctioned by God, that everything is a creation of God, and everything therefore reflects a sense of this mystery. Understand and accept that mystery in your lives. Take that challenge this week, and I invite you to come back next week. You know, we have this incredible tool with us, this podcast, which means you don't even have to tune in. The good people over at epostle.net have put together this podcast so that you just have to sign up once, and this comes right over your computer. Whether you're listening on your computer, on a little iPod, on another machine, or wherever, it comes to you. And what a beautiful thing and a beautiful opportunity we have. But we always want to invite you to participate in some of the bigger programs that take place, especially in His Shoes Ministries. You can find out about all of our activities at inhisshoes.org. Join us at apostle.net, where we hope to be expanding this line of podcasts, webcasts, and different ways of entering into people's lives by making ancient evangelism a way for the modern world, the electronic world. And in all things, we ask a very fundamental request of you. Pray for us, because it is through your prayers, through your understanding, that we find the energy to continue. So thank you very much for the prayers that have come until now. And certainly, if you want to drop us a line, please do so at inhisshoes.org. You could just use the info email, info@inhisshoes.org, or just go to the website and click on any one of a number of links that connect you to us. We're also on My Church, the social network for churches budding and blooming. And you can find us at My Church, where the St. Peter Armenian Church in Glendale. And so for all of us at Epostle and In His Shoes, the next step, our producer Susie, our engineer in the booth, Ken, and for myself, Father Voskin, I wish you a really good week and look forward to seeing you back here on this podcast next week. Take care and God bless.